It's time for our Documentary of the Week with Tom Powers and Rafaela Nehausen. They are the co-founders of the Doc NYC Festival and the Pure Nonfiction Podcast. Tom has this week's pick.
Within the sound of silence, in restless dreams I walked alone.
In the documentary, In Restless Dreams, the music of Paul Simon, we trace the musician's career over six decades, from his early days with Simon and Garfunkel to his solo landmarks, including Graceland. We watch him in the studio, working on his most recent album, Seven Psalms. He says the lyrics came in dreams.
I would start to wake up two or three times a week between 3:30 and 5 in the morning, and words would come. I'd write them down. And if I tried to add to them, like, oh, that's a good verse, I'll write a second verse, it would stop.
Seven Psalms grapples with the end of life and what might come after. As Simon worked on the album, he was suffering the loss of hearing in one ear, but he learned to adapt.
Especially since this whole album is about spiritual stuff, I said, maybe this, you know, wasn't supposed to be so easy. Maybe you're supposed to have an obstacle to give you more insight into what you're saying.
His friend Wynton Marsalis encouraged Simon to embrace the imperfections.
He would say, well, you know, it's out of tune. I said, man, but that makes it even more poignant and more beautiful. You should leave all that in there. But I know he's not going to do that.
The film delivers a wealth of insight into a monumental career. In Restless Dreams, the music of Paul Simon is now streaming on MGM+. For more information, visit wnyc.org/docs.
When I was young, I carried my guitar down to the crossroads.